The mind work exercise this week involves balancing out the left and right sides of the body. You can do this particular exercise either physically or you can do it in your imagination. It works well both ways. That is, new neural networks will be created whether you do this physically or you do it in your imagination. If it's physically challenging, it's a good idea to simply leave the work to your imagination. Know that it's just not only about having fun, though we will certainly do that today. It's really about creating new neural pathways. And we're going to do this by balancing out the right and the left sides of the body using, first of all, the heels, second of all, the toes, third of all, the hands, fourth of all, the shoulders, and fifth of all, the eyes. I'm going to be drumming while we do this particular set of exercises, and your job is going to be to move your body part to the accents that I'm going to actually make. Now, the drumming that I'm going to actually do will all be in triplets. And by that I mean there'll be three beats per beat, three hits per beat. They're called triplets. And what I'm going to do is to vary the particular beat that I do the accent on. So I'll start by always accenting on the first of the three beats. Then I'll switch and I'll accent on the second, and then I'll switch again and I'll accent on the third. So the drumming will stay the same throughout what we're actually doing. What I'm going to do is vary the body part that you'll actually do the accents on. So let me just explain exactly how this works. First of all, I'd like for you to listen to how the beats are going to actually sound. So there'll be three beats for each count. And I'm going to go through how this actually works now. One, two, three, four. Now I'm going to switch the beats to the second. Now I'm going to switch it to third. So that's basically the gist of what the accents are going to consist of. What's going to vary is what body part you're going to use to do the accent with. So let's start with our heels. And what I'm going to ask you to do is, when the accent comes through, simply pop your heel once down into the ground. And you'll start with your right, and then you'll go to your left. Because each time the accent comes, it will be on the opposite body side. So, for example, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start off with doing the accents on the first beat, and I'm going to pop my heels onto the ground while I hold my toes on the surface of the ground. So my heels are going to be popping up and down, and my toes are going to stay stable. So here's the way it works. The accents are on the first beat, so at the very beginning, I put my right heel down on, I pop it up and then down to emphasize just the accented note, not all three, just the accented note. So the right heel goes down on one, then the left heel goes down on, then the right heel goes down, now the left heel goes down, now left. So you see, whenever you hear an accent, you want to place your body part that I'm going to ask you to use down. So you'll hit that body part down. And we're obviously switching from the right to the left, from the right to the left with each of those that we actually do. So let's get started just with the heels. And what I'm going to do is to go through the triplets and the accents, starting with an accent on the first beat, and then I'll switch to the second beat, and then I'll switch to the third. And all you need to do is to sit quietly in a chair and then put your heel up and down whenever you hear the accent. And again, if physically your heels are not moving up and down as you would like, then simply do this in your imagination. It really has a very powerful effect, whether you do it physically or in your imagination, as I just noted. So let's get started. I'm going to start with the triplets, and what you do is you accent along with me with your heels. Left heel, right heel, left heel, right heel, left heel. Let's switch the body part that we use to do the accents and keep your heels on the surface of the floor or the ground or the earth and pop up and down your toes on your right and your left feet. We're going to do the very same triplets with the same accents, but this time you'll be using a different body part. Again, either do this physically as you are sitting or do it in your imagination. Let's get started. Heels fixed to the surface and toes popping up and down between the right and the left foot. Ready, set, and let's go. We're going to move and do accents with our right and left hands. I invite you to do that by simply tapping your hands either on your knees or on a tabletop. It doesn't really obviously matter which one. So you'll basically be holding your wrists on the table, or you can actually hold them above the either knees or the table. And pop down your entire palm of your hand down on the table with each of these accents. And again, it's going to be alternating between the right side and the left side. So here we go again. Same beats with the triplets accenting on then the first and then the second and then the third beat. So hands either on knees or tables, and let's ready, get set, and let's go. We're going to now move to actually shrugging up our right and left shoulders. So with each accent, what I'd like it to ask you to do is to shrug the right shoulder, then the left, then the right, then the left. And again, we're going to be doing this just with the triplets. All other body parts are relaxing, and here we're just focusing now on our shoulders. Again, either physically or in your imagination, whichever feels like it's the right approach for the moment. Ready, set, and let's start shrugging those shoulders. Now, let's move to our eyes. What I'd like to ask you to do now is, when the accent is on the right eye, shift your eyes to the right. And when the accent is on the left, or it would be as if it were on the left hand, then shift your eyes to the left. So we're going to have shifty eyes here. You'll need to open up your eyelids and literally shift then from the right to the left, from the right to the left with the accents. Ready, set, all the other body parts, everything else is just silent and relaxing. We're going to just do the eyes now. Ready, set, go. Having fun? I hope so, because I am. Now what we're going to do is start this up, and I'm going to shout what body part to use. So I'm going to start shifting, where you'll start with your heels, and I might say the eyes. And so what you want to do is to turn off the heels and turn on the eyes. Then I might say, all right, we're going to move to the shoulders, and you'll do the shoulders, but not your eyes. So we're going to shift from one position of the body to the next, and shift when I literally just shout out the body part that you need to use. So it can either be the heels, the toes, the hands, the shoulders, or the eyes. So we're going to shift from one to the next. I'm not going to ask you to do two together yet. Okay, are you ready, set, and we're going to start now with the shoulders. Ready, set, go. Heels, heels. Hands. shoulders. Heels. How you doing? Now, what we're going to do is we're going to start this off with one particular body part. And then what I'm going to do is ask you to add body parts. So, for example, we'll start with our hands. And then when I shout heels, what you're going to do is you're going to add your heels to your hands. And then if I shout the shoulders, you're going to add your shoulders to your hands. And if I say the eyes, you're going to add the eyes to the hands. So we're going to basically add body parts as we go. And, of course, I won't ask you to do both the heel and the toe because that's a little difficult. All right, here we go. Get ready, get set, and let's start with the shoulders. Shoulders. Toes, toes, add toes. Hands. Eyes, eyes. I hope you enjoyed playing with the coordination of the right and the left sides of your body. You are most encouraged to play along with me as often as you wish. Have a wonderful, a marvelous, and a magnificent week. This is Robert Rogers from Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.